This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's Staten and Fraley to jump, and here we go. The championship is underway, and the tap is controlled by the Cavvies. Carthenville in the road blue uniforms, trimmed out in the red and the white. Carthenville in red lettering across the front. Hillsboro in the home whites, trimmed in the orange and the black. Toppers in orange lettering across the front. Man-to-man defense for Hillsboro, and they force the early turnover as Carthenville tried to feed the post down in the left block, deflected away, and Hillsboro has their first offensive possession. On the right wing with Carlock, finds Megan White, foul line, dribbles to the right corner, kicks it out to Compton. Sierra attacks on Staten. Jill with the rejection. Staten, lead pass to Jordan Loveless. Loveless down the right side, cut off. Skip pass to Lily Reels, left wing. Leaves it for DeBerzy, top of the key. Bella DeBerzy puts it on the deck, dumps it back to Staten. Jill open for three, too strong, and the rebound down to Megan White. 50 seconds gone by, first quarter, as Carlock has it in the right corner for the Toppers. She attacks, that pass is tipped, but finds its way out to Compton near midcourt. She leaves it for Rupert, bounce pass to Fraley, too strong off the right block, missed all the rim, caught nothing but the backboard, and the rebound down to DeBerzy. Lead pass for Loveless. Had Jordan turned around, she'll fire from 15, around and out, no good off the baseline. And the rebound down to the Toppers. Compton bounces it off of her own foot, but able to retrieve it as she comes into the front court now. Compton wears the black knee sleeves, as does Megan White. Lainey Rupert has the long white sleeves underneath the jersey. As Rupert on the baseline attacks and draws the foul, is Fraley wound up on the deck. First foul of the ball game on Carthenville, and it'll be on Jordan Loveless, her first. Sideline trigger, front court for the Toppers. Lainey Rupert to trigger it in. Right corner to Carlock. She's open for three off the top of the backboard, but it goes down to Megan White into the hands of Compton. She'll pull from eight and rattles it down. Well, you can't give Carlock an assist for that, as her shot went off the top of the backboard, but it worked out all right. 2-0 Toppers. The Topper student section was all jazzed for that three. That went hit the top of the backboard. You could hear a little bit of a groan. 6:05 for the opening quarter. They are standing here on the stage side at Hillsboro. Here's Reels, dribble drive, middle, missed it, off the left side, rebound down to Megan White. Compton, lead pass, perfect to Carlock. Kennedy, nice catch, got too far under the rim and missed the layup. Rebound down to DeBerzy. When these two teams met 11 days ago, Carthenville did not play well at all in the first quarter. 9 turnovers, but yet they were down just 6 and eventually worked themselves right back in the ballgame. Reels, 3, yes. Lily Reels knocks down the 3 ball, then Carthenville in front, 3-2. That's the thing about Carthenville. When they shoot well, they can be dangerous. And sometimes, you know, their misses are misses in every sense of the word. They're not close misses. They're bad misses. But all of a sudden, they keep shooting, and then they start making them, and they can be a handful. Out of bounds. It was off of Carthenville. It'll stay with Hillsboro. It can be a little frustrating when you play a team like Carthenville. They're going to lock you down defensively, you know that. And then some of their misses are so bad, but then they start making shots. Carlock, 3, off the heel, too strong. Rebound down to Lily Reel. She wants to push, deflected out by Compton. And it will be Carthenville ball. Midcourt, sideline trigger. 5:13 for the opening quarter. Cavvies lead by a point. They have the basketball with DeBerzy working on the right wing, being checked by Fraley in the Topper man-to-man. In the left corner it goes to Reels. Carthenville hit 7 threes when these two teams played the first time. Here's Staten on the left wing. Attacks, leaves the top of the key for DeBerzy. Into the hands of Lily Reels. One dribble, pulls up, knocks it down for 15. Lily Reels off to a hot shooting start. She's hit her first two, and it's 5-2 Carthenville. 4:45 for the opening quarter. Here's Compton. Off to Carlock. Carthenville in a zone piece here. Actually, a box and one on Rupert as Loveless giving chase to Lainey. One dribble, pulls up off the baseline, missed it. Offensive rebound to Megan White. Out to Carlock for three. Yes, for Kennedy Carlock out of the left corner. We are tied at 5, 4:23 for quarter number one. Here's Staten into the front court. With the right hand bounce being checked by Rupert. Leaves it for Loveless, right back to Jill in the right corner. Here's Staten, little head fake, attacks, gets past Rupert, shot missed it. Jill got her on rebound, stripped and fouled by Megan White. Her first, team's first. And it will send the senior Jill Staten to the free throw line. 3-point advancers earlier tonight. Isabella Taberzi from Carthenville won a six-way shootout for the final spot. And then Reagan Bussman and Lauren Bertinoli from Gillespie advancing. Eden Copeland of South County advancing. They call that foul on the floor, so baseline out of bounds for the Cavvy. Staten gets it into Gibson. Off to Taberzi. Slips it right back to Hannah on the roll, and she is hit on the release and fouled. And that's going to be the second personal on Megan White. Now to be two free throws for Hannah Gibson. That was a very nice out-of-bounds set there as Gibson took the inbounds pass in the right corner, threw it out to Taberzi, right side of the key. Then Gibson just cut right to the front of the rim. Free throw too strong off the heel. So White has to sit with those two quick fouls. That'll bring in Sophia Blankenship, the 5'8 sophomore. Second free throw for the freshman, Hannah Gibson. Toss is no good, missed the pair. Taberzi with the rebound, but her momentum taking her out of bounds as she saves it into play, picked up by Carlock. Here comes Kennedy, coast to coast, contact, and a block. A block on Lily Reels. That'll be her first, team second. Good, strong, aggressive take from Kennedy Carlock. So Kennedy will be at the free throw line, the 5'8 junior. All junior starters for the Toppers. Free throw is too strong. .358 for the first quarter, tied at 5. Second toss is no good. Carlock missed the pair after Gibson missed the pair on the other end. Rebound down to Taberzi. Toppers show a little full court pressure. A bad pass by Taberzi, stolen easily by Carlock. Her pass down to Blankenship. Heads right out of bounds for Hillsborough's first turnover. That was a tough pass that time from Carlock as there were multiple Carlinville defenders in the way. Full court pressure for the Cavvies in the backcourt. Taberzi and Staten will handle. Jailed into the front court, long pass to Reels. Fraley went for the steal, didn't get it. That frees up Lily. Air ball out of the left corner. Offensive rebound, Gibson. Reels triggers the three, missed it. Rebound back tapped by Loveless, picked up by Gibson, and Carthenville will get a third crack. In the corner to Staten, she had to elevate for that pass. Here's Jill. Blocked by Rupert on the three-point attempt. Rebound down to Carlock. Perfect lead pass to Rupert. Laney missed the layup. She heard the footsteps that time of Jill Staten. She rushed it just a little bit. 3:10, first quarter, tied at 5. Carthenville and Hillsborough here in the 2A regional championship at Hillsborough. Staunton and Marquette coming up next. Nice find two to Taberzi from Staten. She lost it on the way up and missed the shot off the left block. Rebound to Carlock. She has the pass slip out of her hands and is picked up by Loveless off the floor. Now Staten will slow it up as she crosses over on Rupert into the front court. Jill with the left hand. Top of the key leaves it for Taberzi. 2:40 for the opening quarter, tied at 5. Reels has all 5 for Carthenville. Compton with 2 for the Toppers. Carlock with 3. Here's Jill Staten on the right wing. Dribble drive baseline. Wraparound pass, Reels, left corner. Loveless open 3, left wing, missed it. And the rebound down to Alex Fraley. She'll dump it off to Laney Rupert. Rupert, nice pass down on the block to Carlock off the window. It's good. Cavvies lost sight of Kennedy Carlock. She was bouncing up and down hoping that Laney Rupert saw her. And Laney did for the assist. And the Toppers in front, 7-5, 2:05 for the opening quarter. Here's Taberzi, right side of the key. Dangerous pass down to Staten in traffic. Kicks to Loveless. Here's Reels. She wants the three. Yes. Lily Reels has 8 points in the quarter. Her second triple. And it's 8-7 Carthenville. 110 seconds for the opening quarter. And when Carthenville is making the three-point shot, they become a handful. Because nothing's going to be easy on the offensive end when you're working against the Cavvies. 95 seconds for the first quarter. Rupert, tough shot out just outside the paint. She's hacked on the arm and 2 free throws for Laney Rupert. Hillsborough was so good in that regional semifinal of not settling for perimeter shots. They were attacking off the bounce and getting into the painted area against the Trojans. That foul on Jordan Loveless is her second, as Rupert's first free throw is no good, left it short. The Toppers now 0-3 from the foul line. Braylee Weiser checking in for the Cavvies. Also into the action, Addie Rule, 5'9 freshman. Weiser's a 5'6 freshman. Loveless and Reels head out. Rupert gets the second free throw. Her first point of the night ties the game at 8. 90 seconds for the first quarter. Jill Staten comes across the timeline between the circles with the right-hand bounce. Has a high stack, works right side, leads it for Taberzi, top of the key. Bella Taberzi. Contact there with Fraley as Alex puts her hand to her mouth to make sure she's not bleeding. Taberzi has it out between the circles now for the Cavies. Right side of the key, gets a screen from Gibson. She'll pull for three off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Compton. Sierra, pass in the front court to Rupert. Laney on the right wing, top of the key now, leaves it for Compton. Final minute, first quarter, tied at 8. Left wing with Blankenship, back it goes to Compton. Box and one defense here for the Cavies, as right now it is Rule on Rupert. Here's Blankenship for three. Off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound and put back good for Alex Fraley. 10-8 Toppers. 35 seconds for the first quarter. As Staten working now top of the key with the left-hand dribble on Rupert. Gets past Laney. Attack stripped in there by Addison Lowe, and then a reach-in foul on Jill Staten. That's a frustration foul for Staten there. She thought she had the bucket or maybe had worked herself to the foul line. But Addison Lowe, the 5'11 freshman just into the ballgame, had the clean block. 24 seconds for the first quarter. Toppers have the ball in a two-point lead. Here's Compton out at the volleyball spike line. Blankenship left block down to Lowe, and a foul on the Cavies. They're going to get to Bersey. Little push in the back there. That's Bella's first. Fifth team foul already on Carthenville. Baseline trigger. Compton thought about the three, but 15 seconds for the quarter. She wisely pulls it between the circles now. Blankenship dumps it down wide open. Fraley got it. Four for Fraley off the feed from Blankenship. 5 seconds for the quarter. Staten off to DeBerzi with two. Midcourt, no. And 8 minutes in the books here in the regional championship. It is the Hillsboro Hilltoppers 12. The Carthenville Cavaliers 8. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. A 12-8 Hillsboro lead. They get the basketball to start the second quarter here in this regional championship. Rupert, Compton, Fraley, Lowe, and Blankenship on the floor for Hillsboro. As Blankenship for three, missed it off the right side of the key. Offensive rebound, Fraley puts it up and in. Alex Fraley making nice work on the inside here with 7:40 to play in the first half. The lead is 6 for the Toppers. Carthenville breaks the pressure in the corner. Three ball canned by Braley Weiser. That is Carthenville's third triple of the ball game. 14-11, so 9 of their 11 points from beyond the three-point line. Bad pass from Compton looking for Fraley, turned it over. Third Topper turnover. Here comes Staten. Lead pass Weiser, two in a row. No, left that one a little short. Rebound hit the bottom side of the foam. That threw Blankenship off, but the rebound down to Fraley. 14-11, Toppers lead. Carthenville has Weiser, Staten, Reels, Rule, and DeBerzi on the floor. No one picked up Sierra. She'll fire for three. Way too strong. Hit the backboard first, and the rebound down to Staten. She took an inadvertent swipe across the face. 6:50 first half. A three-point Hillsboro lead. Carthenville with the basketball. Here's Staten in the left corner. Jill going to pull up for three. Missed it off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Addison Lowe. Lowe leaves it off for Compton, ahead to Rupert. Laney attacks baseline, reverse layup, lost it on the way up, but it was deflected by Carthenville, and it will stay with Hillsboro, 6:34 for the first half. Staunton and Alton Marquette next for the Roxana Regional Championship. Gary Bulker will have the call here on WSMI. Rupert will throw in from the baseline. Laney looking. She will have to throw it out to her safety valve, Blankenship, top of the key. Right back to Rupert for three. Canned it. Laney Rupert with the triple. That's her first field goal. 4 points for Laney. And the lead is 6 for the Toppers, 17-11. In the right corner with Braley Weiser for Carthenville. Here's Taberzi. Gets inside the paint. Pulls up from 13. Missed it. And the rebound down to Addison Lowe. She dumps it off to Rupert. Laney head up the floor into the front court. Leaves it off for Sierra Compton. Right back to Laney now. Rupert being checked out there by Staten now. Carthenville switched man-to-man defense here. They started box and one. Straight man-to-man now. 5:55 for the first half. Here's Compton on the left wing. Leaves it in the corner for Rupert. Laney, little head fake. Staten cuts her off the baseline. Dumps it out to Blankenship. Here's Lowe at the left elbow. Addison Lowe back to Blankenship in the right corner to Rupert. Laney going to fire a three. Missed it all. Out of bounds it goes, and it'll be Carletonville basketball. Substitutions here. Kennedy Carlock going to return for Hillsborough as Compton will get a breather. Rule and Weiser out for the Cavies. Carly Tipps has checked in, a 5'4 sophomore. And Hannah Gibson is back on the floor for Carletonville. Brett Tekin in his 21st year, Darren Deneve in his 16th year. Neither one is a stranger to the regional championship setting. Here's Taberzi on the attack. Reels, three. Left that short. Right on line, but short. Out of bounds. Off of Hillsborough. And it's Carletonville ball. That ball came hard off the rim. And I think it caught the toppers by surprise there. Deflected off their hands. Out of bounds. Taberzi will get it into Staten. Sideline, stage side. Topper student section standing, about three bleachers worth of them. Here's Staten, little hesitation bounce, gets past her defender, attack, blocked, gets it back, blocked and fouled. Free throws for Jill Staten. They will get Addison Lowe on the personal. That is her first, team's third. Well, Jill Staten, she can see the light at the end of the tunnel of her high school career now. Free throw is good for Jill. Her first point tonight. What a career she's had for the Cavaliers, not just in basketball, but across the sports spectrum. Heck of an athlete. Second toss is good. She gets the pair. And that pulls Carletonville within four, 17-13, 5:08 for the first half. Here's Carlock into the front court to Blankenship, right back to Kennedy. Carlock now bounced it once, picked it up. Gets it across the head of the key to Blankenship. Sophia now works right side. Tried a dangerous slip pass down to Fraley. Gibson to the floor. Picks it up. Outlet to Reels. And it's stolen by Rupert on the sideline. She's falling out of bounds. Gets it away to Fraley. Then she is fouled by Carletonville. A frenetic sequence right there. A great job by Lainey Rupert to come up with that ball. But it looked like Carletonville was going to get a 2-on-1 fast break. And she did a heck of a balancing act on that sideline right there. Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 4:47 for the first half. Hillsborough 17, Carletonville 13. You're listening to the Hillsborough Regional Championship on WSMI. Following the Carletonville timeout, Toppers have the basketball up for a dangerous long bounce pass across the head of the key. Fortunate that wasn't stolen if you're the Toppers. Here's Carlock, leaves it back for Blankenship. Sophia Blankenship on the left wing with Lainey Rupert. Rupert now being checked by Jordan Lovelace in the Cavalier man-to-man. Rupert crosses over, gets into the paint, leaves it on the baseline, rattles out for Lowe, and the rebound down to Gibson. Here comes Bella Taberzi into the front court. No one picks her up. She will stop, pop, and bury the three. Her first bucket tonight gets Carletonville within a point, 17-16. That is already Carletonville's fourth three of the championship game. Down to Fraley, off the window, it's good. The feed from Carlock. Alex Fraley with eight. And it's 19-16 Hillsborough, 3:45 for the first half. Here's Taberzi. Isabella Taberzi feeds it down to Gibson. Leaves it off Loveless for three. Missed it. Offensive rebound, Staten putback, missed it. Rebound down to the Toppers, and we're going to get a jump ball as Gibson tied up Lowe, and the Carletonville Cavaliers have it on the arrow. 3:32 for the first half of play. A three-point Hillsborough lead. Staten gets it into Taberzi left wing. Bella gives it back to Staten. Jill for three, missed it short, and the rebound down to Addison Lowe. Into the hands of Lainey Rupert. Lainey into the front court. Leaves it back between the circles for Blankenship. On the right wing now, with Carlock, top of the key, too low. Fraley, deep post position. She hesitated. The ball stripped, then kicked. And I think it's going to be Carletonville ball. That'll be the fourth turnover on the Toppers. Fraley had extremely deep post position, but by the time she cut it and made a move, the Cavaliers collapsed and forced the turnover. Jill Staten has the basketball in her hands in the backcourt, dumps it off to Taberzi. Fraley will pick her up full court man-to-man as Bella across the timeline. Isabella works right side, spins away from trouble, finds Staten at the foul line. Jill will fire, missed it from 15. Offensive rebound, Gibson kicks the reels. Now to Bersey, three, way too strong, but she banked it in from straight on. Tied at 19. Fifth three of the half for Carthenville. 15 of their 19 points from three. We always talk about the three-point shot being a great equalizer. It might not be any more true than it is for the Carthenville Lady Cavaliers. Rupert for the answer. Off the heel, too strong. A couple feet beyond the line. Offensive rebound. Compton missed it. Rebound saved by Staten out near midcourt. Picked up by Loveless on the fly. Jordan Loveless cut off. Great hustle by Sierra Compton. Here's Staten off the feed from DeBerzy. Three, no, too strong. But another offensive rebound for the Cavies. That was a long rebound tracked down by Loveless. DeBerzy, back door, Staten off the window. It's good, and the Cavies back in front. 4 points for Staten, 21-19 Carthenville. Well, their defense is just tough. Makes you uncomfortable. Here's Compton out at the volleyball spike line. Leaves it for Kennedy Carlock on the left wing. 100 seconds for the half, a two-point Carthenville lead. Compton on the attack, got past Staten, window straight on, good for Sierra Compton. She has four, and we are tied at 21. Taberzi's pass tipped in the backcourt, picked up by Fraley, off to Rupert, and she blew the bunny. That's the second layup that Lainey Rupert has missed here this evening. Dangerous pass middle of the floor, hauled in by Gibson. She leaves it for Staten. Jill will pull for three, missed it, and the rebound down to Sierra Compton. 70 seconds for the first half. Lead pass front court to Rupert. Lainey on the attack. Dribbles all the way around the lane and had the ball slip out of her hands, out of bounds for the fifth topper turnover. Lainey trying to do just a little bit too much right there. A little bit sped up at the moment. Carthenville defense will do that. Final minute, first half, tied at 21. DeBerzy bounced it once, picked it up, long pass in the front court to Carly Tips, and then she has fouled as she was trapped out there by Compton and Lowe. Fourth team foul on the toppers, and will they get Compton or Lowe? They'll get Compton with her first. Sideline trigger for the Cavies, stage side, and it goes to Jill Staten. 48 seconds for the half. Jill Staten being checked by Rupert. Lainey all over. Good job of moving her feet and not reaching. DeBerzy for three straight on. Missed that one. Rebound down to Megan White momentarily. Deflected out by the Carthenville Cavaliers. And it'll be topper ball. So Megan White picked up those two early fouls. She sat for a long time here in the first half. She's back on the floor now for the final 37.2. Staten and Loveless out. Tips and Weiser return for the Cavies. Toppers can hold for the final shot here, tied at 21. Compton on the left wing, leaves the top of the key now for Rupert. Lainey Rupert into the right corner she goes. Top of the key to Carlock, left wing with Compton. 20 seconds for the half. Sierra drives baseline, layup is good. Hung in the rim and dropped down for Sierra. She jumped off the opposite foot that you would normally see, high off the window, hung in the rim, and went down. 2 point topper lead. Reels for three. Got it. Oh, Lily Reels, her third three and a half. Puts Carthenville up one. Rupert beyond midcourt. No. And after two quarters, the Carthenville Cavaliers have taken the lead 24-23 over the Hilltoppers of Hillsboro. You're listening to the 2A Hillsboro Regional Championship on WSMI. 16 minutes, maybe more, to decide who will win the regional championship here at Hillsboro. Cavies lead by a point. Toppers get the basketball to start the second half. They have Carlock, Compton, White, Fraley, and Rupert on the floor. Cavies counter with Staten, DeBerzy, Reels, Gibson, and Loveless. So the starting fives for both to begin the third quarter here. Rupert down to the block to Fraley. Bad entry pass, and it's ripped away by Gibson. Stolen, picked up off the deck by Loveless. Jill Staten in the backcourt being hounded by Sierra Compton. Jill spins her way into the front court, works away from the double. Loveless, ball fakes the three, dumps it down to Gibson. Hannah off the baseline, no. Rebound to DeBerzy. Another offensive rebound for Carthenville. I don't keep track of the offensive boards, but they have quite a few of them here with 7:20 to play in the third quarter. They had one set in the first half where they got three offensive rebounds on one sequence. Here's DeBerzy, right side of the key, leaves it off for Gibson. Hannah Gibson right back to DeBerzy. Bad entry pass down to Staten. It was well covered, deflected out and Carletonville fortunate to still have possession. Staten will trigger it in, a cavvy at each corner of the lane. Jill looking, still looking. Gets it right wing. No, stolen by Rupert, but she's on the sideline as she crashes into the stage. And it'll stay with Carletonville. Good out-of-bounds defense that time from Hillsborough. Taberzi will throw in from the sideline. She gets it in to Jill Staten. Jill out at midcourt being guarded by Rupert. Staten now, top of the key, turns the corner, attacking, try to pass left side to Gibson, stolen by Rupert. Good anticipation from Lainey Rupert. Now a lead pass to Fraley off of Alex's hands, picked up by Taberzi. She's falling out of bounds, but then she's pushed by Fraley. That'll be her first, team's first. Boy, and that's unfortunate if you're Hillsborough there, because Taberzi's momentum was taking her right out of bounds. Middle of the floor to Staten against the full court pressure. Jill comes across midcourt. In the corner to Reels. Lily for three. Back rim to two strong. Rebound down to Compton. Sierra wants to push. One on three. Gets to the right elbow. Carlock right corner three. Missed it. Just grazed the iron. Rebound two to Taberzi. Ripped it away from White. No one's back for Hillsborough. Loveless has a run out up and down for the easy deuce. Jordan's first bucket. Nobody back for the Toppers. The lead is three for Carletonville. 6:15 for the third quarter. Well, this would be an upset in every sense of the word. Out it goes to Sierra Compton. Sierra on the curl, cut off middle of the lane. Back to Rupert. Nice head fake. Pulls left elbow. Might have been partially deflected by Staten as it rimmed out. Taberzi, length of the floor pass to Taberzi. Check that. Loveless got behind the defense again. The layup is good again. Perfect length of the floor pass from Taberzi. Back-to-back runouts for Loveless. And Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 5:49 for the third quarter. Carletonville has stretched the lead to 5, 28-23. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School in the regional championship after this one message on WSMI. Nothing gets a coach's ire up like not getting back on defense and giving back-to-back run-out layups. Compton shot blocked by Staten from just inside the left elbow. Sierra picks it back up. She's out near midcourt now. Here's Rupert. Slips it to Fraley. Alex left it a little bit short. Rebound tipped by Taberzi right to Carlock in the left corner. She dumps it down to Alex off the window. It's good. Alex Fraley with 10 points. Off the find that time from Kennedy Carlock. 28-25 Cavies. Taberzi long pass front court to Loveless. Skip pass to Reels in the left corner. Lily one dribble. Pulls up and knocks it down off the left elbow. Lily Reels with 13. When Carletonville, they seem to be shooting the basketball with confidence here tonight. That could spell trouble for the Toppers. 4:50 for the third quarter. A five-point Carletonville lead. Here's Carlock between the circles to Fraley. On the right wing with Rupert. Lainey Rupert and away from the ball. We've got a foul on Loveless as she just trucked Sierra Compton. That's the third personal on Jordan Loveless. First foul of the half on Carletonville. Carly tips to the table. The 5'4 sophomore going to check in, replacing Loveless. She'll sit with those three fouls. Sideline trigger in front of Hillsborough's own bench for Kennedy Carlock. She's going to lob a nice out-of-bounds set. Fraley rejected by Gibson. Oh, it was a beautiful out-of-bounds play as Carlock threw a nice lob pass over the defense to Fraley, who came off of a screen off that right elbow. She made the catch left block, went up, and Gibson, great timing, rejected it. It'll be topper ball on the baseline. Fraley gets it into Carlock. Off it goes to Sierra Compton now. Sierra leaves it for Rupert. Laney in the left corner. Back to Sierra. Compton now. Right wing with Carlock. Kennedy back to Sierra. Right back to Carlock. 4.5 minutes for the third quarter. Dumps it down to White. Megan White shot too strong. Out of bounds off of Carly Tips. It'll stay with the toppers. 30-25 Carletonville, 4:24 for the third quarter. Baseline out of bounds. Compton gets it into Carlock, left wing. Kennedy drives, attacks off the window, missed it. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Fraley, rejected by Hannah Gibson. Oh, Hannah Gibson, a nice defensive sequence there. Couple of rejections. We approach the midway point of the third quarter. Carletonville had a one-point halftime lead. They've stretched it to five. Halfway through the third, Staten tried to find Taberzi on the curl, and good defense by Fraley to tip it and steal it. Here's Compton. That lead pass too tall, out of bounds, intended for Megan White. 8 Hillsborough turnover. Toppers have had some turnovers in the open floor here tonight, not necessarily characteristic of the club. 3:53 for the third quarter. Hillsborough showing full court pressure. It'll be Lily Reels to throw in. Sophia Blankenship's going to check in for the Toppers, replacing Carlock. So Lily Reels looking, gets it into Staten underneath her own hoop. Rupert right there with the pressure. Jill now a long pass to midcourt to Reels. Lily runs right into Blankenship, and we're going to get a foul. As the ball got jarred loose, Reels grabbed her face, and then the whistle came. Brett Teakin doesn't like it just because the whistle was late. I think it was a foul, but the timing of the whistle has Brett Teakin questioning. Foul on Blankenship, her first. And it goes to Jill Staten. Being checked there by Compton now. Jill out at midcourt, spinning away from trouble. Gets to the left elbow, slip pass baseline to Bersey. Bella attacks and puts it in off the baseline to Bersey with eight. And the lead is seven for Carthenville. Here's Lainey Rupert. Foul line. Pulls up, rattles it down. Lainey Rupert with six. When if you're Hillsborough, you don't need to panic, but you just need to string some stops together as Tip's going to be called for traveling. She caught the ball, a dribble in front of midcourt in the backcourt, and she knew she didn't want to go across that timeline and get trapped, and she just did all sorts of foot shuffling there. Reels out. Braylee Weiser back in for the Cavies. 3:10 for the third, a 32-27 Carthenville lead. Here's Compton, lost her dribble, right wing now with Blankenship. Sophia Blankenship, top of the key to Compton. Sierra Compton pivots around, finds Rupert. Lainey pulls up off the heel, too strong. Offensive rebound, Blankenship. Out to Compton for three. Missed it. Rebound picked up by Rupert. Took it away from Tabersi. Bella never saw her. Hillsborough resets. Here's Rupert. Baseline. Head fake. Tried to throw it to White. Deflected right back to Lainey. Then deflected away from Lainey into the hands of Jill Staten. Ninth. Topper turnover. Tabersi. Lead pass Weiser. Missed it. She was under the rim. Tried a scoop shot over to the right side and missed it. Here come the Toppers, down five, 2.5 minutes for the third quarter. Here's Sierra Compton. Back door, Rupert, Lainey off the window, it's good. Eight for Lainey Rupert. Beautiful give and go action between Compton and Lainey Rupert. The lead is down to three. It was seven moments ago. Here's Jill Staten, left hand bounce up the sideline. Keeps the bounce alive, all the way down to the baseline. Kicks it in the corner to Weiser. Off to Tabersi. Open three. Too strong. Rebound to the floor. Picked up there by Sierra Compton and the Toppers. Inside of 2 minutes for the quarter. Here's Rupert for the tie. Left it short. And the rebound down to Tabersi. 105 seconds for the third quarter of play here in the regional championship at Hillsborough High School. Carthenville leading the homestanding Toppers 32-29. Staten dumps it to Weiser in the corner. Back to Jill Staten now. Jill with the right-hand bounce brings it between the circles. On the right wing with Tabersi. Bella Tabersi now. Gets to the foul line, cut off. Tough shot, missed it, and it was blocked, though, as it goes out of bounds. It'll be Carthenville ball. 83 seconds for quarter number three. Gibson and Loveless returning for Carthenville as Rule and Tips out. Compton and White get a breather for Hillsborough as Addison Lowe is on the floor, and onto the floor Allie Schnarney for the first time tonight. Allie is a 5'5 senior. 80 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Jill Staten. Oh, nice little ball fake on Rupert. Great recovery by Lainey. Got a little fingertip on that shot. Came up short, but the rebound down to Staten. Tabersi dumps it to Gibson. Hannah goes up strong and draws the foul. Tell you what, Hannah Gibson, nice looking freshman, 5'10. Does a nice job on the inside for Darren Deneve. That foul on Addison Lowe is her second. Free throws for Gibson. Good. Hannah now 1 of 3 at the foul line for the ball game. Tatum Christian going to check in. 5'7 freshman. She'll replace Schnarney. Bertikin just trying to find maybe a little bit of energy somewhere off of his bench here. 69 seconds for the third quarter. Gibson's second free throw is good. How about that for the freshman? Missed their first two tosses in the first quarter. Drills her two tosses here in the third quarter. 34-29 Cavies as we approach the final minute third quarter. Here's Tatum Christian at the foul line. leaves it off for Rupert. Laney dumps it down to Fraley, blocked in there by Gibson and knocked out by Rupert. It's Carthenville ball. Hannah Gibson again on the inside. She's playing huge here in the regional championship, and Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 54.6 seconds for the third quarter. Carthenville 34, Hillsboro 29. We'll come back to the regional championship following these messages on WSMI. Following the Cavvy timeout, Carthenville has the ball in a five-point lead. 54 seconds for the third quarter, full court pressure from the Toppers. Taberzi and Staten in the backcourt. Isabella Taberzi, middle of the floor to Gibson. Long pass in the right corner to Loveless. Now back out to Staten, volleyball spike line. Cavvies break the pressure, they'll set up the offense. Right wing, Loveless, 39 seconds for the quarter. Bounce pass, right corner to Bella Taberzi. Taberzi puts it on the deck, cut off, middle of the lane. Back out, volleyball spike line to Staten. Into the hands of Taberzi, 27 seconds for the third quarter. A five-point Cavvy lead. Here's Loveless, right corner. Checked there by Christian. Jordan Loveless picked up the bounce. She needs some help. Dangerous skip pass deflected out by Blankenship. Almost touched last by Reels, but it'll stay with the Cavvies. 16 seconds for the quarter. Taberzi to throw in. Gets it into Loveless. Off to Staten at the foul line. Her pass tipped but not stolen as she was able to retrieve the basketball. 8 seconds for the quarter. Staten with five. To the left baseline with three. Taberzi, 18-footer at the horn, short. And the rebound down to Christian, and that's the quarter. Carthenville led by one at the half. And as we go to the money quarter, they are up five. Carthenville, 34. Hillsboro, 29. 8 minutes to decide who is regional champions and off to Waverly on Tuesday night. The money quarter, next. Here we go. 8 minutes to decide who will call themselves regional champions here in 2022. 34-29 Cavvies. Carthenville, the sixth seed in the subsectional. Hillsboro, the two seed. Cavaliers have taken control of this game. They got that three at the end of the first half from Lily Reels to take the one-point lead. And then they owned the third quarter just in terms of pace and just control. 10-6, they outscored them, but it just felt like they were in control. Down to Gibson. Oh, she missed it. Way too strong off the right block. And the rebound down to the Toppers. Gibson won't have an easier shot than that. 7.5 minutes championship. Here's Megan White, left wing. Leaves it for Carlock. Kennedy Carlock dumps it to Addison Lowe, left block. Off to Megan White. Nice ball fake up under. Now kicks it back to Rupert on the right wing. Good recovery defense from Carthenville. Laney for three. Way too strong. Good contest by Staten. And Carlock is out of bounds as she tracked down the rebound. A five-point Carthenville lead. Hillsboro led by four after one. Cavvies led by one at the half. They've stretched it to five here with 7:10 to play in the ball game. Here's Reels. Bounce pass across the lane to Loveless. Good job by Jordan to corral that basketball. Had some steam on it. Here's Reels for three. Missed it, but it goes right to Taberzi. Blocked and fouled by Lowe. That was an air ball from Reels that went right into the hands of Bella Taberzi. I've said it before, and I will say it again. Once again, an air ball benefits the offensive rebounder as the defender on the blockout is planning on that ball hitting the rim, and when it doesn't, it throws everything off. Toss good for Taberzi. You see that all the time where the air ball goes right to the offensive teammate. 35-29. That foul went on Carlock. Her first, team's fourth. Free throw for Taberzi. Good. The freshman gets the pair. Boy, the freshman tonight. Taberzi has 10, and Gibson all sorts of blocks on the inside. Loveless almost jarred that ball loose from Rupert. Laney gets it off to Carlock. A seven-point Carthenville lead matches their biggest of the night. Here comes Compton. Kicks Carlock. Three. Yes. Yes for Kennedy Carlock. She has eight. That was a big shot. Gets the lead down to four. Here comes the pressure. 6.5 for the ball game. Staten in the backcourt, poked away by Rupert. Jill just lets it go out of bounds. That was a smart play there from Jill Staten. If she picks that up on the baseline, all of a sudden a 10-second count is in play. Lets it go out of bounds. Carthenville can reset now. Taberzi gets it into Gibson, right back to Bella. Return pass to Gibson. Hannah Right back to DeBerzy. Long pass, front court, baseline, Loveless. 18-footer, no. And the rebound down to Megan White. Hillsborough likes that shot. Lead pass to Rupert. And her pass is stolen. Oh, one pass too many as she was looking for Carlock. But then the Cavaliers throw it away, coming up the floor. Tough sideline pass from Lily Reels. Hillsborough fortunate right there. Toppers had a 2-on-1 fast break there before the steal by Reels. 4-point Carthenville lead, 6:05 for the regional championship. Here's Alex Fraley on the right wing. Leaves it off for Carlock. Left side of the key now with Compton. Sierra, right wing with Laney Rupert. Laney on the bounce looking for space. Fires for three and she got it. Laney Rupert with 11. And the lead is down to one. It's a 6-0 run here for the Toppers. Jill Staten, dangerous pass into the front court. It's out of bounds off of Carthenville. Their eighth turnover. And the Toppers now can take the lead. Jill a little frustrated there. Lily Reels didn't come back to meet that basketball. 5.5 minutes to play for the championship. Here's Freely, top of the key. Leaves it off for Rupert. Laney Rupert into the triple threat. On the baseline, dumps it down to Megan White. She leaves it back to Compton. Sierra, one dribble, pulls up way short on that. It's out of bounds off of DeBerzy. Baseline trigger for the Toppers, trailing by one. 5:20 for the ball game. Compton looking. And Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 5:20 to play in the regional championship. Carthenville 36, Hillsborough 35. Toppers have the ball on the baseline when we come back to Toppertown following these messages on WSMI. Off the out-of-bounds set, Rupert goes back door, lays it up and in. The Toppers have the lead. 37-36 is an 8-0 spurt in the blink of an eye. 5 minutes for the championship, 37-36 Toppers. Here's Staten, leaves it for DeBerzy for the three, back rim to too strong. And the rebound down to White and Hillsborough. Here comes Compton. Lead pass Rupert. Laney on the right wing. Bounce pass tipped, stolen by Loveless. Laney was looking for Megan White, middle of the lane. Somebody got a fingertip on that basketball. 12th Hillsborough turnover. Then the Toppers commit their fifth foul of the half. And the Cavies have the basketball. The foul on Megan White is her third. Staten into the front court, met there by Compton. Leaves it for Gibson on the left wing. Hannah Gibson off between the circles to DeBerzy. Here's Staten, right side of the key. 4.5 minutes for the ball game. Jill, tough shot, and she banked it in. Wow, she almost traveled. She was caught in no man's land there. Wanted the pass, wasn't there. Threw it up from 13 feet and banked it in from straight on. 38-37 Carthenville. 4:15 for the ball game. Here's Compton in a little hand check. No, a double dribble. On Sierra Compton, 13th Topper turnover. Topper faithful didn't think too much of that. 4:17 to play for the championship. 38-37 Cavies with the lead. They led by 7 moments ago. Topper's Bruthy took a 1-point lead. Carthenville took it right back. Here's DeBerzy. Leaves it for Reels. Lily, couple of dribbles, pulls up, left elbow around and down for Lily Reels. Have yourself a ball game, Lily. She's got 15. Here's Rupert, a 3-point lead for the Cavies. Laney, spinning middle, dumps it to Megan White. Megan in the right corner, lost the handle momentarily, gets it off to Carlock. 3:40 for the championship. Here's Laney Rupert, gets a ball screen, pulls up from 8, around and out, no good. Rebound down to DeBerzy, dumps it off to Gibson. Right back to DeBerzy, up the sideline to Staten. Jill into the front court now, 3:29 to play. Staten runs right into White on the baseline. She is trapped. Gets it out to DeBerzy, top of the key. Bella, one dribble, pulls up. That's an air ball. Down to Laney Rupert. Here comes Laney, pushing. Toppers down three. Rupert to the rim. Layup, good. 15 for Laney Rupert. Good, strong take, coast to coast from Rupert. A 1-point lead for Carthenville and a travel by Staten in the backcourt as Laney Rupert came up with that tight pressure after Staten picked up her dribble. And Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 3:06 for the regional championship. Carthenville 40, Hillsborough 39. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Hillsborough High School. Levi Ubell back in our WSMI studios producing this regional championship doubleheader. Carthenville leading Hillsboro 40-39. Coming up next, the Roxana Regional Championship, Staunton and Alton Marquette. Tomorrow, boys regional action, Carthenville at Litchfield live at 2 o'clock. Bunker Hill at Lincolnwood live at 6 o'clock here on WSMI. That's boys regional quarterfinal play. Here in our girls regional championship, a one-point Carthenville lead. Toppers have the ball as Carlock tried to slip pass down to Fraley. Tipped, stolen. Gibson on the floor. Who else for the Cavies? 14th Hillsboro turnover. Jill Staten leaves it back for DeBerzy now between the circles. 2:40 for the ball game. DeBerzy working on Fraley. Crosses her over. Leaves it for Staten right side of the key. Jill puts it on the deck. Attacks. Missed it. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Staten. Kicks it out to Loveless. 2.5 to play for the championship. Staten open for three. Short. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Megan White. A one-point Carthenville lead. Here come the Toppers. Rupert pulls for the lead. Around and out. Offensive rebound. Fraley around and out. And the rebound down to DeBerzy. Oh, boy. How did that shot for Rupert from 8 feet not stay home? 40-39 Carthenville. 2 minutes for the championship. Dangerous cross-court pass. Stolen. Picked up by Carlock. Kennedy. Run out. Up and down for Easy Deuce. And the lead. 41-40 Toppers. Brett Teakin wants a timeout. A minute 53 to play for the championship. The Toppers in front. 41 for Hillsboro, 40 for Carthenville. Back to Hillsboro following these messages on WSMI. Now you're listening to WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. We are coming down to it, a one-point Topper lead, a minute 53 for the championship. Gibson in the backcourt. She didn't want the basketball. Got it off to DeBerzy. Back to Gibson. Hannah now coming into the front court, up the sideline, gets it off to Staten. And Jill almost threw it away. Lily Rios tracked it down near the scorer's table. 95 seconds to play. The Topper defense has picked up here. A one-point Hillsboro lead. Here's Staten. And she threw it away. She was looking for Lily Rios. The pass was a little high. Rios didn't jump for it. It goes out of bounds. 12th Carthenville turnover. 89 seconds to play. Hillsboro a one-point lead at 41-40. Lainey Rupert will take her time coming into the front court for the Toppers. She crosses midcourt, now stands right across the timeline with the bounce. Leaves it off for Compton. 70 seconds to play. Carthenville only has one team foul in the half. That is about to work against them in a major way. They need to start fouling. There they go. They give the foul on Carlock. Boy, in these situations, playing defense without fouling throughout the game kind of burns you. That's just the second team foul. 66 seconds. The good thing is Carthenville could be ultra aggressive going for the steal. Darren Deneve, I think, wants to take a timeout. Haven't seen the signal yet. There it is. 66 seconds for the ball game. A one-point Hillsboro lead. Toppers have the basketball when we come back following these messages on WSMI. A one-point Topper lead, 66 seconds for the regional championship. Carthenville's committed just two team fouls as Rupert has the basketball right now. She dribbles to the sideline, gets around the trap. In the corner she goes, gets it out to Carlock on the bounce near midcourt. Cavaliers got a foul now, and Loveless will give the foul. That's her fourth, just the third on the team. 53 seconds to play. Hillsboro has only shot four free throws tonight, 1-4 at the foul line. They have not been to the stripe here in the second half. They're up by one. Third team foul with 53 seconds left. Carlock gets it in to Compton. Loveless has four personal fouls. They don't want her to give the foul as Compton on the bounce leaves it out to Carlock, and then a push will be the fourth team foul. Is it Loveless? As the ball was being passed, it is. That's going to be Jordan's fifth, team's fourth. Loveless will foul out here tonight with 4 points, the 5'8 freshman. Carly Tipps will check in now, the young sophomore. 46 seconds for the championship, a one-point Hillsboro lead. In the backcourt, it goes to Rupert. Lainey Rupert is fouled by Jill Staten. That's the fifth team foul. Hillsboro has worked off about 24 seconds since Carthenville started fouling. Sideline trigger right near the scorer's table for Rupert. Gets it in the backcourt to Compton. Tips now comes up and gives the foul on Sierra Compton. That's the sixth team foul. And the next one will send Hillsboro to the free throw line. 40 seconds to play. That winds up being 26 seconds to come off the clock as Carlinville had to get themselves over the foul limit. And it goes to Rupert. That's not necessarily who they want to foul, but they might not have a choice, and they don't, as Staten gives the foul on Laney. So now Carlinville is over the limit, and Laney Rupert will be at the foul line for the one in bonus. Big, big toss is coming for the junior. A one-point Hillsboro lead, 41-40, 36 seconds to play in the championship. Rupert, one of two at the line tonight. She has 15 points. Huge toss. She got it. Hit a lot of the rim and went down. A two-point lead for Hillsboro. Make or miss if you're Carlinville here. You don't need a three right away. A bucket of any kind. Extend the game out. Second toss is good. That one didn't touch a bit of the iron. 17 for Rupert. And it goes to Jill Staten. Jill in the backcourt across the timeline with 30. Trapped on the sideline. Gets it away to DeBerzy. High post to Gibson. Corner. Three. Tie. No. That was Weiser. Left it a little bit short. It's out of bounds off of the toppers. Staten saved the ball right off the face of her own teammate, Lily Reels. Carlinville ball. Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 22.2 seconds for the championship. Hillsboro leading Carlinville 43-40. The Cavvies have the ball on the baseline in the front court when we come back to Hillsboro following these messages on WSMI. It's come down to this. Carlinville had a 7-point lead in this quarter. They now trail by three with the basketball. 22 seconds. In it goes to Gibson. Hannah Gibson off to DeBerzy. Isabella DeBerzy on the right wing. Into the hands of Staten, now top of the key. Jill kicks it. Quarter. Reels for the three off the side of the backboard. And the rebound down to Laney Rupert. And she is fouled by Braylee Weiser. 8.7 seconds to play. And the toppers will be at the free throw line as Laney Rupert has a chance to make this a two-possession lead for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Good contest over there on that left corner on that three-point attempt. Rupert just made two big tosses to put Hillsboro up three. Still one in bonus. Missed it. Back rim. Rebound tapped around. Who has it? It is loose. Jill Staten has it with five. Cavvy's got to hurry. Lead pass Reels. 2 seconds for the tie. Let's it fly. Oh, she banked it in. She banked it in at the buzzer, and we are going to overtime. Holy smokes. Lily Reels did it again. She hit a three at the end of the first half to put him up one. Hits a three here. The question is, was it a three? Her feet were real close to the line. The bucket was in front of the horn. Was it a three-point shot? That is the question. The Cavaliers are very invested in the official conversation right now. They have not put the points on the board as of yet, and it is going to be a three-pointer. We are going to overtime. Back with extra basketball following these messages. Wow. Lily Reels, she just had her feet behind the line. Oh, so close to a long two, but it's a banked in three at the buzzer. And here we go, jump ball number two for overtime. Fraley and Staten, and the tap is controlled by the Cavaliers. Oh, boy. All the momentum with Carlinville right now. As Laney Rupert missed the front end of the one-and-one. Staten for three, back rimmed it. And the rebound down to Kennedy Carlock for the toppers. So Rupert missed the front end. Carlinville had trouble with it in the backcourt. By the time they got themselves settled, Reels had the ball with 3 seconds on the wing, took two dribbles, pulled up, and banked it in. Wow. Here's Rupert now on the attack. Laney gets to the right, block off the window. It's good for Rupert. 19 for Laney Rupert. 45-43 Hillsboro. Goodness. It was a 4-point game 11 days ago, a win for Hillsboro at Carlinville. It's overtime here tonight for the regional championship. DeBerzy forces it up, blocked in there, pulled down by Megan White. Well, if Carlinville had the momentum heading into overtime, Hillsboro with that first bucket and stop, that's how quickly the momentum can change. Toppers now, 2-point lead in the ball. Compton on the curl, dumps it. Fraley off the window. That's good for Alex Fraley. A dozen for Alex off the beautiful find on the slip pass from Sierra Compton. Here's Hannah Gibson. Makes the catch right in between the circles of the front court. Leaves it off now for Tabersi. 2.5 minutes for overtime. Here's Weiser. Her three blocked in there by Compton, but then a double dribble by Megan White. She pulled that rebound down, but then she kind of fumbled it, going for the handoff to Compton, and she's called for traveling. 2.5 minutes to play. A 4-point Hillsboro lead here in overtime. Staten looking. Gets it to Tabersi, left block. Good for Isabella. A dozen for Tabersi. The lead is 2 for the Toppers. 2:20 for OT. Here's Lainey Rupert on the right wing. Between the circles to Sierra Compton. Off to Carlock. Kennedy Carlock. To Rupert. Lainey Rupert. And a moving screen on Hillsboro. They're going to get Carlock on the moving screen. The frustrating thing there is the Toppers is Rupert worked opposite of that screen. 16th, a Topper turnover. 47-45 Hillsboro. 2:05 for overtime here in the regional championship as Lily Reels banked in a desperation three at the buzzer to force OT. Here's Staten. Spins her way in, rejected by Rupert. It's out of bounds. It'll be Carthenville ball. Staten thought she was fouled. A minute 55 for OT. Baseline out of bounds for Carthenville. Lily Reels looking. Gets it into Tabersi, left corner. Off to Staten, now left wing. Jill thought about the three, bounced it once, picked it up, leaves it off for Tabersi. Here's Reels, right wing. Feeds the block down to Gibson. Drop step, yes, off the window for Hannah Gibson. She has 4. Tied at 47. 95 seconds to play. Here in overtime, Carlock leaves it for White. Hillsboro got the first 4 of OT. Carthenville has the last 4. Here's Compton, left wing. Sierra Compton leaves it for Megan White. She thought about the 3, instead puts it on the deck. Ill-advised, stolen by Lily Reel. 17th turnover, knocked out by Hillsboro, but it will stay with Carthenville. Goodness gracious, what a ball game. A minute 16 in overtime. Lily Reels hit a 3 at the end of the first half and banked in a 3 at the end of regulation to force overtime. Here comes Jill Staten to the right elbow. Attacks, and she is fouled. Free throws for Jill Staten. 69 seconds for the ball game, tied at 47. That foul on Rupert is her first. Well, she's played some tough defense to having just picked up her first foul. Free throw for Staten, good. 7 points for Jill, a 1-point Carthenville lead. Carly Tips will check in for the Cavies, replacing Braley Weiser. Second free throw for Staten is good. The senior gets the pair. The Cavies lead by 2. 65 seconds for OT. Here's Rupert on the left wing. Leaves it back for Sierra Compton. Compton now with the left-hand bounce, hands it off to Rupert. Lainey Rupert. Brings it across the head of the key. Dribble handoff to Carlock. 50 seconds for OT. Here's Kennedy. Finds Megan White, heart of the lane. Megan caught. Gets it off to Compton. Sierra cut off by Tips. 43 seconds for overtime. Carlock nearly had it taken away by Tips. Gets it back to Compton. Sierra behind the back. Floats it up, around and down for Sierra Compton. Nifty move with the behind the back bounce. To Staten. Lead pass to Tips. Carly Tips tracks it down baseline and she's fouled. Blocked down there by Carlock. Third on Kennedy, 8th on the team, 1 in bonus for Carly Tips. 27 seconds for overtime, tied at 49. Hillsboro missed the front end at the end of regulation that gave Carthenville the chance. Tips has not scored tonight, has not attempted a free throw tonight. Toss good. Didn't touch a bit of the iron. Brought rain with the amount of arc she had on it. 50-49 Cavies. And a program built in their defense will just need a stop. Toss, no good, missed it. Rebound to Hillsboro on the odd point. Here's Rupert to Compton. Attack stripped on the deck, ripped out by White. And we're going to get a jump ball. Toppers have it on the arrow. 17.6 seconds for overtime. 50-49 Carthenville. And Brett Teakin wants a timeout to set up the play. 17.6 for OT. 50 for Carthenville. 49 for Hillsboro. Toppers have it on the baseline in the front court when we come back to Hillsboro following these messages. Here we go, topper ball baseline. They get it out to Rupert, stolen by Staten. Gets it off to Lily Reels, and then Reels. Oh, a timeout first. Darren Zaneve got the timeout first. They tried the safety outlet to Lani Rupert, and just a great job by Jill Staten as she was like a defensive back turned wide receiver right there. Great ball skills for Staten. 15 and a half seconds for overtime. Carthenville has the ball up one when we come back following this one message. A high school basketball game here tonight. 50-49 Carthenville in overtime with a one-point lead. And the basketball, 15 seconds to play. In it goes to DeBerzy, and she is quickly fouled. So Isabella DeBerzy will be at the free throw line. She's 2 of 2 at the stripe tonight. Both of those free throws came in the money quarter under pressure. Now it's 1 in bonus in overtime with even more pressure. Wiser out, tips back in for the Cavies. 14.7 seconds for overtime. Carthenville trying to spring the upset. Got to make the first to get the second. The freshman DeBerzy's toss is no good. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Gibson had it momentarily. Lost it. Picked up by Carlock. 10 seconds. Here comes Compton. Down by one. Sierra. Left elbow. Leaves it. Rupert. Baseline for the win. Missed it. Rebound out of bounds. Carthenville ball with 1.8 seconds to play. Rupert thought she got hit on the release. Hillsboro's going to need a steal. DeBerzy gets it in to Staten, and the foul quickly given with 0.9 seconds to play. Wow. Lani Rupert had a nice look off that left baseline from about 12 feet. Wouldn't go home. When I was sent a still photo, and Topper fans won't like it, but video evidence does show that Lily Reels' shot at the end of regulation was a 2. Yeah. 50-49, Cavies with the lead, just 0.9 seconds to play. Staten's free throw, good. 9 for Jill Staten, 2-point lead for the Cavies. What an improbable regional championship this would be. Carthenville didn't even have a JV team this year. So few kids in the program, but they got Jill Staten. Toss, good. Toss, good. 10 for Staten, a 3-point lead. Oh, wait, no, lane violation on Jill Staten. So wave that last toss off. It's a 2-point game, 51-49. Toppers will have the ball. They must go the length of the floor. They need a Grant Hill, Christian Leitner type of play right now. Back to Toppertown in just a moment. 51-49, Carthenville leading Hillsboro, 0.9 seconds for overtime. Lily Reels banked in a 3 at the buzzer to force OT, although upon video review, her feet were on the line. It should have been a 2 and a 1-point Hillsboro Regional Championship win. It was called the 3. And in overtime now, the Cavies are up 2, and they are a stop away. It'll be Megan White to throw in. Hillsboro needs a miracle. It's that time of year, though. White, baseball pass into the front court, picked off by Gibson, and the Carthenville Cavaliers are your regional champions in 2022. How about that? 51-49, the Cavies stunned the Toppers in overtime on Hillsboro's home floor to win the regional championship 51-49. The Cavaliers are off to Waverly on Tuesday night for a sectional semifinal, and we'll have live coverage here on WSMI FM 106.1. They played 11 days ago at Carthenville. Hillsboro eked out the win 45-41. 11 days later, you fast forward it, Carthenville wins it in overtime, 51-49. A sensational high school basketball game
here tonight. We will take a break. We've got post-game on the way. We'll be talking with the victorious Carletonville Cavaliers as Jill Staten gets the regional championship, Black, and they are stoked. A two-point regional championship win for Carletonville. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI. The Carletonville Cavaliers posing with a regional championship plaque underneath the hoop. Sensational high school basketball game here tonight. Carletonville wins it in overtime, 51-49. And if you are Hillsborough, this is a tough one. Now, a lot of juniors, all junior starters for Hillsborough, so they're bringing a good squad back for next year. And I would suspect that this game will be at the forefront of their minds during their summer work. And, you know, I just had this thought. Sammy Matusha's junior year, they lost the heartbreaker in the regional. We all know what happened their senior year. I'm not saying similar things are going to happen by any stretch, but sometimes a tough loss for a junior-laden club can lead to big things their senior year. But they would trade all that for the regional championship here tonight, no doubt about it. And at the end of regulation, Lily Reels hit the three, and it was technically a two-pointer as her feet were on the line, but that don't matter, as it was called the three. To overtime it went, and the Cavaliers won it 51-49. And their head coach, Darren Deneve, joins us right now. And, well, you know, Darren, just ho-hum right there. Goodness gracious, what a high school basketball game. Yeah,
thanks. Just another day at the gym, I guess. Yeah, who knows what to say here. Pretty exciting stuff. Really proud of our girls. We've come a long way this year. We were nowhere ready for this kind of game in November, I can tell you that.
Darren, what a fascinating season. You didn't have enough girls in the program to have a JV team. And maybe what some people don't realize, when your numbers are that low, it's hard to have competitive practices.
Totally. That's been the biggest challenge. We did play some JV ball, some like shortened JV games after some varsity games, and that helped some of our girls for sure. But you're right about the practice situation. When you have 10 girls, it's hard to have a great practice. And, you know, there's a lot of times where somebody has a dentist appointment or something, and so you have 9, and so you can't scrimmage. And we figured out a way to improve, though.
Hannah Gibson tonight, Darren, what a ball game she had on the inside. Point-wise, she scored 4 points, but she might have had 5 blocks.
She might have, and she got a ton of rebounds, I think, too. And, she's a tough kid. We've got a lot of tough kids, and, you know, they battle at the end. These close games, they're getting used to it, and they don't back down from the challenge. And, of course, she had a big steal at the very end as well.
Lily Reels hit a big three at the end of the first half to give you the lead. Hit the three at the end of regulation, banked it in to force overtime. And I've said it before, Darren, when you guys are making threes, you are very dangerous because your defense is going to be there every night. When you shoot the three ball like you did, this is what happened.
Well, I don't know how many we made in the first half, but it was a lot. And, you know, we always sort of talk to each other, the coaching staff, before we go in and talk to the players. And, you know, we talk about what we should do on defense and what we should do on offense. When, you know, I just sort of looked and smiled at our coaches and I said, maybe on offense we should just keep making threes. And so, that was what the story was. One moment, please.
Darren's got to have a conversation with his assistant coach, Renee Raykemper, just making sure that Darren didn't want to talk to the team. He says, I already did it.
Thank you. I lost my train of thought, so hopefully I made sense in my last sentence.
It was all sorts of sense.
All right.
And, you know, this was one of those games. You guys had a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter. Hillsborough storms all the way back, takes a lead, but your team didn't panic.
No, we just kept playing and kept plugging away. And, you know, it's oh, my gosh, this whole postseason has been that way. What a run. You know, it's funny. There's years when, you know, things just sort of fall your way a little bit, and there's years – when they don't. And so this year at the end, we've just had a stretch, a great week where the ball has sort of bounced our way, and you know, we're fortunate, and I'm really happy for our team.
Darren, this is far from the most talented team you've had in your years at Carletonville, but my goodness, they have given you every single thing they have to offer.
That's true. And, you know, I don't know that I would go so far as to say that. It's just that we're young. I mean, we're talented. We're young. And so, you know, we're gonna see Isabella Taberzi and Hannah Gibson and Braylee Weiser and Jordan Lovelace and Addie Rule and all these girls, Carly Tips, we're going to see them all get better. And so we're talented. It's just that it's surprising, I think, you know, how far we've come, how much we've improved simply because of our youth.
And that's where the senior leadership of Jill Staten comes in. She has played, well, nobody's played more basketball for you really than she has over the course of her 4 years. And her leadership really showed tonight.
Oh man, she's another coach in the huddle. She's a coach on the floor for sure. And, you know, it just seems like when we need something big to happen, you know, she's able to make the play. And so, you know, this play at half court where she was able to steal the ball with about a minute left, and, you know, it's or maybe it was less than a minute left, but it was, that's just a senior that just really wanted to win. She was just not going to lose tonight. And so she's been really, really something this year in terms of her leadership and in terms of her work ethic, really, on the court. She just, you know, I never take her out. She played 36 minutes, and she just never gets tired, and she just keeps working.
You know, Darren, this was such a great basketball game, and it's a shame that somebody had to lose. You've been on the other side of it. It's a tough one to swallow when you're on the wrong side of it.
It is. You know, Hillsborough's had a great season. Coach Tekin, obviously, he's a Hall of Famer as far as I'm concerned, and he's had a lot of great results, and he gets his girls to play well, and they're always so fundamentally sound, and you know, they're in our conference, and you know, so we like them, and you know, we hate for somebody to have to lose. You know, they're always a great opponent. I really like Coach Tekin and playing against his teams. And well, you heard us before the game. We're talking about how we're going to play this summer a little bit, and so. That goes to show you that, you know, we have mutual respect for each other and job that both of us are doing.
Darren, just take me to that final sequence at the end of regulation. That was frenetic.
Well, you know, we were out of timeouts, and they're at the free throw line, and there's 9 seconds left, and we've got to play for that situation, but it's not like that's what we ran. And so we were able to just get the rebound and push the ball down the floor, and Jill has it, and, you know, accordingly, their defense collapses on Jill a little bit, and then she's able to find an open shooter, and it's Lily Reels, and thank goodness she had a hot hand tonight, and she made that shot as well.
Well, there's Lily Reels and Jill Staten hugging right now. Darren, I would imagine, I mean, you've coached a long time, but there's nothing more joyous for you, I would imagine, than when you see the joy on those faces.
Oh, it's exciting. You know, we talked before the game, when we talk about this kind of stuff a lot, you know, there's a lot of cool things you can do in life. You can go on vacation. You can go see concerts. You can, you know, go see ball games. You can go, you know, all kinds of great stuff. There's sightseeing to do, and you do things with your family. But, you know, the special part about high school is that you don't get a chance to do these things except for a very small time period of your life. And when you do have an opportunity, you want to make the most of it. And that's what we did here. And really proud of them. And, you know, high school is about making memories sometimes, and we've been making memories all week.
Made a big one tonight. Darren, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you,
See
Tim.
See you on Tuesday.
All right.
All right, Lily Reels and Jill Staten are standing by here. As what a phenomenal ball game here tonight. Carlton DeVille wins it in overtime, 51-49. And Lily Reels putting on the headset right now. And Lily, congratulations.
Thank you.
You hit a three right here in front of us at the end of the first half to give you guys a one-point lead. And maybe when you took that shot, you thought, oh, that might be the biggest shot I make tonight.
Yeah, that's what was going through my head. I was like, that's pretty nice, you know. But it clearly wasn't.
Clearly wasn't. Take me through that last play.
I looked at the clock, and I knew I had a few seconds left. And I knew someone was on me, so I kind of tried to get away from them a little bit. And it all worked out because Bella passed me the ball, and I kind of just threw it up, to be honest, and it banked in. So I couldn't be more happier about that.
The old saying is, it's better to be lucky than good.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Lily, talk to me about the energy in this ball game tonight.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever had this much of an exciting game in my life. I came in here really nervous, but I was like, you know what? Calm down. It'll be okay, whatever happens. And so then when throughout the game is just an amazing energy, and then when I hit that last shot, I couldn't hold my emotions in. I almost started crying. But I was like, wait, we have 4 more minutes left to go. So
it's been such an interesting year for you guys because your numbers are so low, so you didn't have full JV games.
Right.
But talk to me about just the grit of this team.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. You know, starting off, we kind of were a little shaky with our record, but I think we worked so much better. Like, we worked so good as a team, and that I wouldn't change it for the world. I would not. They're an amazing group of girls. I mean, I'm so happy that I have a team like this. I really am.
What can you say about that young lady sitting over there?
Leader. I mean, inspirer. Yeah, she really encourages everybody on that team. during halftime, if we're down, whether we're up or down, she's always telling us what we need to work on, and she doesn't. I mean, it's just, it's amazing.
Lily, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
See you on Tuesday.
Yeah, see ya.
The Carlinville Cavaliers will be playing in the Waverly Sectional Semifinal Tuesday night. We'll have live coverage at 7:30 here on WQSMI FM 106.1. And Jill Staten, congratulations. My goodness gracious, you've won a lot of ball games in your time at Carlinville. Nothing quite like that.
No, nothing like that. It was awesome.
Talk about that last sequence, because it didn't look good.
Oh, no. I don't know. Honestly, I just had a gut feeling that, like, I just knew it was going to work out at the end, and I trust my teammates 100%, and that's all I had to do in that moment.
The one word that seems everyone uses to describe you, Jill, is leader. Where did that come from?
Well, ever since my freshman year, I've always been playing ball, and I've just grown up playing basketball, to be honest, and it's just happy to, like, see, like, now that I'm a senior, I get to, like, be that person.
Well, you know, you only got to play in 3 regionals in high school, obviously, because mm-hmm. of COVID. You won 2 of them. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is nice. Feels good.
Jill, this was a game tonight, high intensity, and you had a tough matchup with Lainey Rupert there. She was on you all night. You had your turn on her. Just talk about that matchup when you know you're going up against an elite player like that.
Yes, she is a very good player, and we obviously both have the same play of basketball. Mm-hmm. So, not nerve-wracking, but I definitely like guarding her. And even though she did drop points on me, I still enjoyed.
But that's part of competing, isn't it?
Exactly.
Embracing the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And just being a competitor in general.
What's it been like for you this year? You know, the only senior, all these young pups you've brought them along. You're probably almost like a proud mama in some way.
Honestly, I am. Because honestly, if it wasn't for them, I would not be here.
Yeah.
So I have to lean on them, and I love them so much.
And, you know, speaking of Bella Taberzi and Hannah Gibson, they both had huge, huge ball games for you tonight. Talk about just those two kids and how they've gotten better here as the year's gone on.
Yes. For a freshman, I can't wait to see them as a senior.
Yeah.
And just see them grow up, because they're awesome as a freshman right now, and I just can't wait to see them.
Well, I know everybody outside of Carlinville in the South Central Conference is thinking, thank goodness Jill Staten's a senior. Because you have played so much basketball and played it at such a high level. You don't want your career to come to an end. I could see that in your intensity tonight, to where you basically were saying, I am not ending my high school career tonight.
Correct. Correct.
Jill, congratulations.
Yes,
and
thank
we'll see you.
You
on Tuesday.
See you on Tuesday.
That is Jill Staten of the victorious Carlinville Cavaliers as they win it in overtime, 51-49, defeating the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up and get you off to Roxana for the Staunton Marquette game following these messages on WQSMI. Oh, man, I got to catch my breath, and I didn't even play in the ballgame. 51-49 in overtime. Carlinville beats Hillsboro. Carlinville now 17-15 on the year. With the loss, Hillsboro finishes the year at 19-9. Toppers are led tonight by Lainey Rupert's 19 points, a dozen for Alex Fraley, 10 for Kennedy Carlock, and 8 for Sierra Compton here this evening. Unofficially, I had Hillsboro for 18 turnovers. They hit 4 three balls and were 3 of 7 from the foul line, with just 7 free throw attempts tonight for Hillsboro. For Carlinville, they were led by Lily Reels with 18 points as she hit 4 three-pointers, 1 at the end of the first half to give them the lead, 1 at the end of regulation to force overtime. So 18 for Reels, a dozen for Bella Taberzi, 9 points for Jill Staten, 4 points for Hannah Gibson, 4 points for Jordan Loveless, and 1 point for Carly Tips. Carlinville was 10 of 15 from the free throw line. They hit 7 threes, 6 of those coming in the first half. The only three they hit in the second half in overtime, banked in by Lily Reels at the buzzer. Unbelievable finish here tonight as Carlinville wins it 51-49 in overtime. So Carlinville off to the Waverly Sectional. They will play in the second semifinal on Tuesday night at 7:30. We'll have live coverage right here on WQSMI FM 106, and we'll stream it online at WQSMIRadio.com. We want to thank all the fine folks here at Hillsboro for their hospitality. Did a great job hosting this 2A regional tournament.
Athletic Director Aaron Duff, Principal Andy Stritchell, we thank them very much for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come in to Toppertown. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible throughout the year. Please go patronize the businesses you hear on our high school sports broadcast, because without them, we are not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. What a ball game. Carthenville wins it in overtime, 51-49. Thanks to Levi Ubelt back in our WSMI studios. I am Tim Mize. That is going to wrap it here from Toppertown. It is time now for game two of our regional championship doubleheader, Staunton and Alton Marquette. Off we go to Roxana with Gary Boker.